Hi, folks. Mario Guerra, Talking Downey here. Have you driven down Downey Avenue and seen the construction and the demolition going on in the old Downey family YMCA? Watch today's show and find out, number one, what's going on there? Number two, how's it happening? Number three, when can we go inside? What's the cost? What's programs going to be there? Who helped put that together? Stay tuned for our show. We got a great episode coming up. Hey folks, we got an interesting episode today. We got a couple gentlemen that have been helping our community now for quite a few years, and this is going to impact our city in such a big way. We have Mr. Dan Powell with the YMCA. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and Mauricio Nunez. Gentlemen, would you introduce yourselves, please?
Absolutely, Mario. Thank you for having us. I'm Dan Powell, Senior Vice President of Capital Campaigns for our YMCA of Metropolitan Los Angeles. And I'm also blessed and honored to be your Kohler Family YMCA Interim Executive Director for the past 3 years and for a couple more months.
Oh, that's great. That's right.
Yeah. Sure. Hi, everyone. Pleasure to be here. My name is Mauricio Nunez. Professionally, I work for a corporate real estate advisory firm, Diodati Corporation. Shout out. But most importantly, and the reason I'm here, is I'm a board member of the Kohler YMCA. Actually, I'm the existing, the current board chair for this program, and it's been one of the greatest honors of my life to participate in such an amazing project.
And you're a Downey resident, too.
Yes.
So, well, folks, our Downey YMCA has been amazing for so many years. I've been on their board for at least 20 years. So this dream came about, and people like Steve Roberson, like Ron Kohler, like so many others on there, have put this dream together, but kept pushing. We could do this. We could do this, right? And there's naysayers. No, the building is old. It was a bad location. We don't have the money and so forth. And yet today you see these beautiful renderings. And if you drive by Downey Avenue every day, you see less of it. It's being tore down as we speak on there. Dan, you want to address what's going on right now?
I do, Mario. But first, if I may, the Y never closed, even though the building has been closed since 2020. That's right. We continue to serve a couple of hundred children at five of our elementary schools in town, our great YMCA staff members. We provide services for caregivers at our Early Learning Readiness Program at Furman Park. So I just need to give a shout out to the team that has, that the Y has continued to serve through the pandemic, through the time it's closed, and will continue. But I know what everybody's excited about, and just drove by a few minutes ago. The old building that really had lived an amazing life, but had, since 1963, of course, the Y's been around since 1940s, but really was ready to be replaced.
Yeah.
And our visionary volunteer board under Mauricio's leadership and Steve and Ron and all the group, we have 28 volunteers, including yourself, that really worked hard, looked at a number of scenarios, and now where we are is that we're at a place that after Thanksgiving, the property will be cleared to start construction on a brand new YMCA that this community really deserves. The gymnasium will remain. Everybody sees the red brick building there. Right. That was the newest building. But that's where we are today.
Well, it's so exciting on there. I mean, I, like so many other ones, have fond memories. Not only there, but the YMCA. I grew up at Huntington Park, and I was at the old Huntington Park YMCA. I was a lifeguard there. I was part of the Gray Y and the Indian Guides on there. I just have amazing memories, as so many other kids, just because it was safe, wholesome. You felt really good about it. You know, out of my five kids, three of them have worked at this YMCA, and two of them have worked at other YMCA. So it's a great place to be. Mauricio, how did you get involved in the YMCA, and full circle, where are we now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to share my kind of background with that. I didn't grow up going to the YMCA like a lot of members of the Downey community now. I grew up first generation here from a very humble family. Parents migrated from Mexico. I always wanted to play sports growing up, but those resources weren't just available to my family, so I didn't have the opportunity. Fast forward a few decades later, professionally, I get put on assignment to advise another YMCA on one of their new projects. And as part of that, I got to meet with a lot of their board members, gentlemen such as yourself, who shared their stories of raising their family through the YMCA and all the great experiences. At that point, I was recently married, my wife was pregnant, and it really struck something in me, and I said, I want this for my family. I want to be one of these gentlemen. I want to have this experience where it's not only physical exercise, but community events and a sense of community. A sense of community was very important to my wife and myself. So I asked, well, you know, I kind of have some roots in Downey. That's the nearest YMCA to me. How can I get involved? At that point, the volunteer machine started working and rolling. Before I knew it, I was connected to the local Downey executive director at the time. I got to meet some of the board members.
Was that Ann?
It was Ann at the time.
Yeah. That's a nice lady. Yeah.
She was great. That's correct.
She was from Nebraska, so we always had a football bet every year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So before I knew it, they invited me to join the board. I got thrown into the annual campaign right away. I want to touch on the annual campaign, why I was so excited to jump on it right away. Is the annual campaign, as you know, but for the audience, is to raise funds for programs for kids.
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the core missions of the Y, which is what really excites me and what's meaningful to me, and I believe should be meaningful to a lot of the members of the community, is they'll never turn down a kid for lack of resources.
Yes.
And that's a very important mission that I wanted to make sure to come on here and communicate, because I don't think a lot of people know that when they see the Y. Most people that didn't grow up with the Y, that don't have experience, they think it's a gym. They think it's a cool song. Most of us knew, at least that's how I knew it growing up. But really, the Y, what that brings is that campaign is that opportunity for kids who don't have those resources, and for those of us who've now been blessed enough to be able to give back, to provide that and really hone in and build that sense of community, which Downey is known for, and the reason we're here today, right, where we like to not only live, work, but help develop and cultivate it now. So bringing it kind of back home now, part of that pandemic hit, it kind of devastated. The building was tired. There was a lot of deferred maintenance.
Yeah.
At that point, there had been a revitalization effort, a rebuilding effort for several decades, and it was just the right time. The right people were put into place, and you know, I was honored to be invited to be on that committee. So I've helped along with Dan Powell and some of our key other members of the board, like Mr. Ron Kohler, Steve Robertson, Jeremy Fitzel, Charles Gregorio, all longstanding members, yourself of the community. We honed together, we got involved, and we started with this dream of building a new YMCA. So that started
But you guys did it right. See, I remember those same meetings took place for many years before, too. We just didn't have the passion or the wherewithal to get it. I remember meeting at, Marie Callender's on Florence on there with Meredith Perkins. Those same people said, but good old Meredith Perkins and being there. And you know, so it started and then it died and it started. So finally this time, you know, some of those people you mentioned, the C. Robertsons of the world, just took it and said, we're doing this. Let's go. You know, so including yourself and everybody else on that great committee. So
Yeah, absolutely. So what that stemmed from, right, it was all the things that aligned right out of every sometimes difficult situations like COVID was, it really allowed us to focus on, well, what's the next chapter for the YMCA look like, look in the city of Downey? So we kind of hunkered down. And started putting the right pieces together. Metro, which manages 29 centers of the YMCA in Los Angeles, really came in and said, "Hey, you guys want to do this? We'll support you guys." So what did that look like? We have a facility that had outlived its useful life.
Mm-hmm.
We still had programs that needed to be served. So they supported us on doing that. We started putting the right pieces together on fundraising, developing what that looks like. We explored several different options, as you know, some of the community, you know. At some point, we looked into partnering with the district. The district was great. For reasons, we ultimately decided to rebuild on our existing location, which...
Well, one was a big cost. I remember Dr. Roger Bosworth is on our board now. We were looking at what Sessman, and it was going to be a great facility there and so forth. But, you know, when you build on school district property anywhere in California, it elevates the cost 25%. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's 25% more. So it made it prohibitive, although that would have given us more land and the school could have used it and everything else. So,
yeah.
But,
and
you know.
Absent of cost, the district was and continues to be a great partner to the YMCA.
They are,
absolutely.
Yeah. And then you saw the beautiful, this is going to be at the same place that it used to be, you know, the same corner there.
That's right.
The YMCA, the Downey family Y, before it was the Kohler YMCA, used to own, there used to be an office building that was given us right there next door. And then there was a house next door that was given. And they weren't utilized. The house was being rented out. And so there was a little bit of income coming to the Y, but and we needed that, but it didn't mean anything.
Right.
And we weren't using the proper space. And what was the complaint that we got from every single member about our YMCA? Mm-hmm. And it was parking. It was this bad and it was small. And so I think some of the design now has come a long ways with that. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the design, the picture there, that is where the office building was. That's the corner of Arnett and Downey Avenue. Excuse me. On the other side of that picture will be a drive-through that will go from Arnett to the main parking lot between that building and the gymnasium. And will make greater pedestrian access from that Arnett lot to the down the side, both sidewalks, both sides.
And he's talking about right over here.
That's
right. A parking lot right over here. Okay, just further along than that.
That's right. So, yeah. And so should be more efficient. You know, parking problems are a problem, but I often say churches and wise, if you've got a parking problem, you've got a good problem.
Yes.
And we will address that. We're adding some parking for staff parking. That will free up the other parking.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, absolutely.
The YMCA, when I was mayor the last time in 2024, we did a whole Healthy Downey initiative, if you will. And I was over 300 pounds. I'm still 200. I'm still chunky. There's still a lot of mid to love, but there was even a lot to really love back then. So I would weigh myself every council meeting, and I would go work out at the Y, and they taped it there and so forth. And I lost 84 pounds in that year. The goal was to do it safely and to lose a pound a week for 52 weeks, and I lost 84. And I did it right in that corner there, all those things. But the Y is a great place. When you walked in there, you felt safe. You had a nursery going on over here. You got tons of after-school kids there. You had a lot of people of all ages working out. You had a really good, you know, bicycling, pedaling area there. I can't say what it's called. Anyways, those classes. You had, at that time, handball courts. So there was a lot of activity going on in the swimming, and you had all these different things. So it was amazing. You walked in there, you felt safe, you knew everybody. You know, I was trying to think on the board. We were just trying to think right now. So you have, it's all community-based, 28 folks on there. You have the Mayor Pro Tem, Dorothy Pemberton. You have the on the school board member, Gigi Perez Saab. Dr. Roger Bosmer, the superintendent. Of course, you have long community business owners, the Ron Kohlers that owns a lot of properties here, just a good man. Steve Robertson, you said Jeremy, and all those guys. I'm trying to think some of the new board members that were there at the ribbon cutting for.
You bet.
So anyway,
Todd Corin,
Todd Corin,
Oh my gosh, Todd Corin! I was talking to him yesterday, and he was mad at me. He calls me up. He goes, "Hey, I missed you at Hop Morrison's house with the social on there." I'm doing baptism classes on Thursday. Poor Dan knew that. And stuff. Anyway, Todd, just to let you know, Todd got on
my case.
He's
doing his work. Good.
He's doing his work, yeah. And we all work together on there. So, you know, I made a pledge. I haven't fulfilled my pledge on there. So I got to get him a check on there now. In the next month, I will. I'll get him a check. It's not as large as I'd like it to be. I still have a son graduates. Is going to be Dr. Guerra now in the next 30 days.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Thank you. But that medical school thing is not that too. Anyways, so where are you in the process financially? Where's the things going?
Yeah, great question. This community really should be proud, first of all. Not every community takes the commitment, passion, and partnership to raise $23.5 million. That's what this project cost. We are $640,000 away from hitting that goal. So there's still opportunity for folks in this community to invest in this. It's an investment.
Wow, of course
it's
it
a
is.
Donation. Yeah. It's yeah. We are a charity, but it's an investment in this community. And
that
wait.
It was 23.5.
Yeah,
we're $600,000
short. $641,000
short. $23.5 million, which everybody said it couldn't be done, it couldn't be raised. Oh, come on, and so forth. You know, Downey used to be an affluent community. It's still a nice community, but it's not a wealthy, wealthy community. So this is amazing.
It is incredible. And that's phase one. That's everything we're sharing here. The board facilities committee has also planned right in the middle of that picture, beyond the new pool that will be in there, a second small youth and therapy pool, which is another $2.5 million that the committee has not done raising money. When they hit, when they get this 640, they're going to keep going. And try to add that as a second phase. You know, one thing that's real special is that 50% of that was by individuals.
Yeah.
Us, the board, community, 50% family foundations, 30% was government funds. I can't say, at every level of government, this is unprecedented in YMCAs. It tells how special this Y is, both to the community, the county, the state, and the federal government at all levels. Yeah. And I just got to really shout out to the city of Downey.
The
city council, the staff, both the contribution.
I think it weighed 400,000
fees. I share 1.4 million because a $1 million gift and early on waive the fees for permitting.
Yeah.
That's helping the board and everyone else. The county, the state, and again, the federal government. That was 30% of what we've raised. And then 20% was a new market tax credit that we were able to, our CFO at the YMCA Metropolitan Los Angeles, Jenny Chan, and Mark Dangler, our former COO, have spent a couple years working with a consultant on new market tax credits that are helping fund this. And again, it's going to be the community that's going to help us get over the finish line. So I encourage folks to reach out to any of our board members, go online, and contact us to help out.
You know, I got to give him some love too, because there's a gentleman that's been in our community for many, many years. Okay, his family grew up here. They went to local schools. His business here, Leah Bree Management, that you see all the apartments throughout the city, they're managed by his company. So here's a man that loved his community so much. He still gets up and goes to 7 a.m. Kiwanis meetings. They're just turned 90 years old. And this gentleman put his money back into his community, and that's why it's being named the Kohler Family YMCA. Ron Kohler, which has been a mainstay of goodness in our city. And yes, he's been very successful, but not all successful people are generous like Ron's been to make sure that our kids and that next generation moves on. So, that's what an asset. This wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for Ron Kohler.
Ron led the way as a board member. He's still on our committees, serves very actively. Also, though, I'd give a shout out. The board, it all started with the board of managers, the 28, yourselves and your fellow volunteer colleagues. It was important first that 100% of them gave, staff included. And so that was special. The Larry and Helen Hogue Foundation came in early on in support of it. Both Kiwanis clubs in town.
Yes.
When families enter the YMCA entrance, and to the right will be a new child activity center where their kids can have enrichment, fun activities while the parents are swimming, working out, doing whatever, volunteering. That's the Kiwanis Child Activity Center, because the two clubs got together and funded that. And then again, the City of Downey, County Supervisor Hahn, Assembly Member Christina Garcia early on, and then Congressman Robert Garcia. This is just to name a few, because I can't name the 100, almost close to 200 individual donors that have helped out. Gifts at every level that make a difference.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I want to take an opportunity to kind of, I talked about when I first was approach the YMCA to see how I could support, right? I met a gentleman, may he rest in peace, by the name of Jim Deary, which I'm sure remember, right?
Yeah.
And one of
Mr. YMCA, I think he had a tattooed here, 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 everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Because he brought me in, too, way. Okay. And yeah, Jim Deary, what an amazing man.
So one of the things he taught me that lives with me to this day is, you know, the YMCA and the volunteers is about not only giving enough money, but your time, talent, and treasure, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of members of the community who are impacted and served by the YMCA, the community that the YMCA, the Kohler family YMCA serves, has and is not limited to the boundaries of Downey, right?
Yeah.
There's beneficiaries from the adjacent communities that are very deserving of services like the YMCA does, like the city of Huntington Park, Lynnwood, Southgate, you know, even parts of South LA, communities where a lot of the Downey residents now have come from.
Yeah.
Right, a lot of our parents made sacrifices to get us here. As things continue to progress, we've made our way upward.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity, and I want to say it's almost a not opportunity, but a duty, a civic duty to continue to serve with your time, talent, treasure, whatever is meaningful and available to you, because we are the beneficiaries of it. Right. The YMCA augments several services that make Downey the community it is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
there's child care for child care for district staff and parents and for city employees. Right. There's a community well-being that helps kind of embrace that sense of community where physical activity is not just about we're going to the gym and pumping up as an individualistic approach. They embrace the kids and the family activities. They're the summer camps. I didn't have the benefit of going to summer camps, but my younger siblings did. And their stories till this day, they're now young adults. One of the greatest, fondest memories of their life.
Yeah.
So I would say I want to make this a call to the members of the community to, one, when we come live, step up and join. Because it's a great experience, especially if you have a family, you won't regret it. Even if you don't have kids, it's a great community to be a part of. Second, you like living here, you like what makes this community possible. This is a great opportunity to serve. And that goes to all the business owners, all the professionals, everybody out there. This is really a great opportunity to make your community better.
It really is
one of the pillars of the Downey community.
Look at, you know, you mentioned Todd Corin there earlier. Todd's moved out of the state.
Yeah.
He lives in Texas now. And yet it was number one important for him to give a substantial gift, but to be involved. And when he comes in, he was at the, you know, the annual board social, if you will. And, you know, again, there's something special that when people like the Todd Corin that could do anything, former school board member, that this grows on you from, and it, you fall in love with it because it's a good place to be. You know, you were talking about, about the activities. I was mayor and negotiated with the Y at that point and about the Y taking over our after school programs from the city and how that would turn out to be. And there was a lot of skepticism both on the city and on the Y board. Can we do this right? Can this happen? And so forth. And we did it. And it's turned out great. And, you know, we had a building on Furman Park there that was dilapidated. It used to be the Museum of Art. We took static from it, but the Museum of Art from Downey, it had been closed. It wasn't run. It was inefficient, and the building was just not safe. So the city had shut it down because it wasn't safe. So years later, we negotiated again. The Y took it and made it an event place. And I remember having several board meetings there. I don't know what you guys are doing with that now.
Well, that's where our early learning readiness program has taken place for caregivers.
It's still going on now.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
There you go.
And it's where we will, we're not waiting for this building to open up. It's going to take some time, but we are bringing on a new executive director at the first quarter of 26.
You guys have been interviewing,
that's
heard.
Right.
You told me that.
We should have somebody in line very soon.
Yeah, great.
And they will start probably in March of 26.
Okay.
They will get to work getting to know this community. They will get to work developing programs out of Furman Park, bringing back youth and government for our high school kids.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. We paired up with Southgate. Yeah. Downey and Southgate did that.
And
I remember a couple of our board members, Christine De La Torre and Janet Molinaro, and they ran that with her husband was mayor of Southgate. And for the life of me, I can see her face. Yeah. Bill DeWitt, Mrs. DeWitt on there. Yeah.
So we will. Yeah. We are using Furman Park. We actually recently, for this program, remodeled the inside. We're partnering with the city, Jason at Parks and Rec, and Roger at the city.
That's awesome.
And the Y's, when the new director comes in, there's partnerships we don't know yet that we need to have in place. This building is going to be amazing. Though our work doesn't start there, stop there. It's out in the community with partners, hospitals, organizations. That's going to the Y, Mario, today truly is. We've gone through a strategy framework. Call it strategic planning at association. Mauricio and 28 other volunteers spent about a year, year and a half working on a framework that each community could take, work within, and meet its own needs. And through that, we are truly becoming the center for community well-being. That's who we are. We're no longer referencing our Y's as branches. Sounds like a bank, doesn't it? No, it's the center for community well-being. So you heard Mauricio reference centers. Our motto, for lack of better terms at this time, is be well, do good, lead change. And this resonates with our board, who's just chomping at the bit, ready to bring this to the community. And it's happening.
Okay, so when will, fat guy, chubby guy, old Mario here, when will I ever go back, be inside right over there, inside my bicycle, and then I can get on my treadmills, I can watch the news up there, on there. When can I go back and start sweating in there?
The date we would share with you today. The date we would share. We all know how construction goes.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, it was recently delayed to the date where we are today due to some cell towers that were delayed by the company that needed to relocate them onto the gym. And it pushed us back a couple months.
Okay, can I tell the story? It's, you guys can't. So the cell tower people, don't get mad at the Y. This is me. There's a cell tower there that the city, that the Y had, and they pay the YM so much for the use of their land. So to move that cell tower over, they wanted money. It was blackmail, It literally that way, you guys can't say it, I can. And it was a huge amount of money that to move it, we had to pay the cell tower company just to move it. I know I got it approved. I was on the planning commission for the city just recently to do that. It was blackmail. It was blackmail, 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 and it did. And yet that money, instead of going to the cell tower and the corporate entity on there, could have gone to our kids on there. But I know
you so, can't take, you, so I
because you guys got to live there.
I will respectfully say, I will respectfully disagree. There was a contract signed way before many of us that requires us to do any moving of it. And frankly, it was going to go over in the Arnett lot a couple years ago, got almost 11 months, and the company came back to us and said, no, we need to put it on the top of a building. Fortunately, our volunteer with Charles Gregorio, Scott Winningham, Mauricio, they had decided, hey, we want to retain the gymnasium. Well, it worked out beautifully because we had a building tall enough. Because the current building, the new building is one story. There was an early rendition that was two stories. That some, matter of fact, I've seen it on your show, but went to one story. We need the roof for solar for the pools. That's a new requirement in the state for new public pools. So again, I wouldn't go as far as using the terms you use at all because it's our responsibility. But what I would do is say, they took longer than any other contractors on our project, and it's all going and moving well now. They're on track. They have a temporary temporary unit out in the parking lot right now until we get the new foyer, the new Corin family foyer to the gym built, and then those will go in a center behind that.
How much did it cost us to do that?
I don't know the exact number, but it was well over six figures.
Yes, it was a lot of money.
Yes, it was. Yes,
it was. Mr. Phone Company people.
Anyway, sure was. Yeah, they're.
I'm going to get you guys in trouble.
So, but March of 27 is the current date that we're shooting for. Right at the end of the first quarter, if everything stays on track. As you know, if you drive by now, you'll see the pool, the biggest structure is being torn down almost completely.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as everything goes fine, depending, it's an old building, what we find there. Yeah. Early on in the project, there was some remediation, lead, asbestos, because it was built in those days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was the first delay we had.
Yeah.
So that's the targeted date, March of 26.
That's awesome.
We'll keep folks, thank you for asking, because we want to folks to be aware.
Sure.
I was at the I Love Downey Festival, and boy, every family came up wanting to know, and that's when we knew that date. I like to say it's 17 months away.
Okay.
Is that right?
And it keeps going.
17 months, but it's going to get there.
Oh, yeah.
We have a project manager named Rodrigo Abello that's a Y employee, but he's done projects all over.
Yeah, I've met him a couple of times.
As a matter of fact, he's got four others in Los Angeles area that we're working on. But the committee, the board, they've partnered with him. We all think the world of him. He'll keep this on track. We're going. It's going to be worth the wait. But we're getting there.
Yeah. This is changing Downey, and will continue to, and we just couldn't be prouder. But it wouldn't happen. I mean, you saw the dedication of these two gentlemen. There's a couple other dozen on there with that kind of passion, brains, dedication, and wherewithal to get these things done. So.
Right. You know, I want to take the opportunity to say there, a lot of these gentlemen we've mentioned, right, some of them were there, were involved when the original building was still built, right?
Yes.
And when we started this, they told me, you know, Mauricio, our generation is going to help you build this, but it's up to your generation to operate it and do what you have to do after that.
Yeah.
And I take that seriously. Just as I said, this is a call to action for all of us to get involved in some sort of either just civic leadership, board leadership, because that's what makes a community great. So I'm going to say that as well, where the board of Downey, the community of Downey is evolving, and so must the board.
Yeah.
So for people who may be interested in joining the board and participating and volunteering, because there's going to be a need and really a ability and opportunity to get involved, not only for your kids, for your family, for the seniors in the community, just to be a good member. There's going to be opportunities, so be on the lookout. Once those, even before those doors open, there's opportunities to volunteer. But especially when they do, there's going to be an abundance of opportunity to take part in your community at all kind of different levels.
Sure.
You know.
My daughter and son-in-law, they're raising their my grandkids here in Downey on there, and they're in their early 30s. And well, they have our 5-year-old granddaughter and 11-year-old grandson, which are be taking advantage of this for the rest of their lives too. So those kind of, and I've already talked to her about that. So.
And the under Mauricio's leadership, there's been a real focus on continuing to develop the board.
Yeah.
Lillian Simonian, Danielle Galvan, new board members that are with young families, others that are coming on board. It's a real key focus to be
but
very
it's
thoughtful.
Unbelievable
and
that you've been able to do that. Oh, by the way, I've been going on for the last couple of years, keeping the board together, the people on there. Listen, we have this thing coming, this beautiful building. It's going to be in about 4 years on there, but we still want you on the board, and we're still meeting, and we're still doing this, and we're planning this and doing that. That's amazing to me that this board stayed together through your leadership, and when there's nothing, well, there's a couple of things going on,
right.
But, you know, our YMCA had been closed, and people ask about that. What do you mean you have YMCA board meeting on there? The Y is closed. Yeah. No, it's not. The physical building is. Why we do this. So it's been interesting. But that's a tribute to everybody involved.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you. And I want to take every opportunity to also thank the YMCA. It's kind of an international association, right, that kind of branched down into more regional ones. Here in greater LA Metro, we have the Los Angeles Metro Association, which oversees the 29 centers here.
Yeah.
Each center has its own board, right? But we're supported and overseen, or there's a governance structure there from Metro. And Metro really stepped up, not only to support our YMCA during COVID, but all of their centers, especially now during the fires. The LA Metro lost a couple YMCAs in there. That great association is doing a lot of great work to support the local communities, which again branches out. There's a YMCA community, and then there's a local community.
Yeah.
But all together, we help uplift each other. So thank you, Dan, and thank you. I express that. I want to thank this opportunity to thank Metro publicly.
Yeah, it changes lives. It changes lives forever. Okay, so I'll give you my witness story. I came as a refugee as a little boy at 6 years old. We came to Huntington Park. A year later, my mom took me down to the YMCA. It used to be over on Seville. And I got joined up with the Gray Y team. There was a team kind of like DJA that you're on the same sports for all three teams. I'll never forget our coach taking us all home on the back of a pickup, us sitting on the top edge now. Where now he'd go to jail for child abuse on there. But we, you know, the rule was just hold on. But what great memory, not necessarily that one, but the great memories of going to that Y. You went there, you knew you were home, you were comfortable, the people were great. That pool, I learned to swim. I was so good at it, I became a lifeguard at that YMCA. And I've always felt comfortable being a lifeguard and my swimming abilities, even without my physicality, if you will. But that memory of me growing up there for 10 years will always be with me, and I want to pass it on. And I think that's what happens with a lot of folks that were involved in the Y, like yourself, at an early age, or we've seen it as an adult that we can, and we want to pass that on. So, anyways, I'm going to give you my witness story, awesome. If you will. Yeah, so I was a lifeguard at the YMCA, and nobody died.
That's great.
During my time. So, well, gentlemen, I want to say thank you for coming on today. And by the way, there'll be more about it. Follow it up on the Downey Patriot. I told Jennifer I would always mention it on there. You have a Downey Patriot. You have the front page this week. This is just one. Jennifer's our hometown. Eric Pierce, the editor, is on the YMCA board.
Right. Yeah.
So the front page talks about the new people on the inducted into the Downey Hall of Fame. A great story about a gentleman, Frank Kearns, a big community guy. This week, you got my editorial on, that's politics, on Prop 50 in there. And then if you really wanted to see our show even more, page 6, there's a little barcode there that you can see. But anyways, just want to give a shout out to the Downey Patriot and one of our board members, Eric Pierce, the editor, and then the owner is Jennifer Decay. So, gentlemen, any last things you'd like to say to our communities about this? We've mentioned a lot of good names. If we forgot to mention your name, and I can tell you, when we finish the show, we're going to say, we should have, because it does take a community. And there's a great community. There's 28 people on our board. There's some that have done more than others. You know, this wouldn't happen, too, without Steve Roberson. Steve Roberson is this guitar singing guy that's just passionate about it. He'll either piss you off and then kiss you on the cheek for it and just make you happy that you met him that day and you talked to him. Great gentleman, but he's been the passion behind this, getting other people. Yes, other people have given money, too, but... there's a handful we're going to be keep forgetting. So,
and thank you, Mario. I would be remiss. I would just say we've talked a lot about the importance. The volunteers and the community are the backbone of the Y.
Yeah.
Those of us that get to serve vocationally as Y directors are totally blessed. It has been a total blessing for me working with the Downey community, and I'll be around. And so
you better. We like you.
I would encourage. I want to share two things.
Uh-huh.
One, if you want to get involved and contribute to the campaign, you can go to ymcala.org/newdowneyymca.
Okay. Wait, hold on one second. So, Brandon, can you put this at the end of our show there and put it up on the channel?
Then we'll also list the phone number that they can call.
Yes, go ahead.
Leave a message. Yeah. The phone number is 562-862-4201. You'll leave a message with how you'd like to get involved, and I will get back to you.
Great.
Yeah, you know, on that note, we are in the home stretch. We've gone from a need of 23.5 to just under 700,000 that we need to raise, but that's still a meaningful amount. And that meaningful amount, where it's a call to the community, we need help. So anybody who could step up and help, please do so. That gets us to our initial project. One thing, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but I do. We also have the hopes to want to build a second warm water therapy pool that will require an additional $2 million. So we're still active. If you hear us out there, if you get our call, just know it's coming from a great place and it's going for a good cause.
Is that warm therapy pool? Is that like for us old folks on there, or is it?
Yep, and moms with their little bitty ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they're used for both.
Yes.
For classes.
Yes.
Yeah. And absolutely. And I'm not going to let us forget. Mauricio referenced it. For the first time since 2020, our board in the next couple of weeks will be kicking off our first annual campaign.
Oh,
we've had.
I chaired that for many years. I did the teams a couple of times, and
well,
then
great.
I did the.
We'll look forward to
CRT.
What's
CRT? Chairman's Roundtable.
Yeah, the Chairman's Roundtable, which you know Ron Kohler was always big part of on there. I knew you know you got six or seven guys. Ron, here's your thing. All right, Mario, get out of my way. I'll take care of it.
Well,
you know?
Most folks have gotten through their capital pledges. It's been a 3-year period. We've been supporting, by the cost of about $200,000 each year over the last 5 years, the youth programs. In other words, the LAY stepped up and said, you know what?
Yeah.
We'll cover that cost and continue to operate.
That's awesome.
It's time for us to start raising money. And so it's a way for the community to get involved. And our goal with that is $50,000 by the end of the year. Yeah. So we've got some work to do,
That's amazing. You know, let me talk about the city of Downey really fast because, and we've talked about it, it's not really been a conflict on there, but there's two big projects going on at the same time. Yeah. We've had this Y that's near and dear to our heart, and then we also have the new Inspiration building for our space shuttle that's going to, the groundbreaking is coming up now November 17th. So you got these, and that's $40 million, and this is $23.5 million. So you have these two things going simultaneously. We talk about, I'm on that board too, but we talk about it, and it's different pots, but you can give to both too. But this is something that's been going on a long time. That is part of our legacy. That I am amazed that a community like Downey, we're the 10th largest out of 88 in LA County, we're 115,000 people, and we got enough wherewithal and at least community involvement to do this, number one, and then to do that. So together at the same time, and we always laughed. It's like you could donate to both kind of thing, you know. But if you've got your YMCA hat on, but you know, kudos to you and to them and to everybody. This is amazing, and we're so proud of it.
Yeah, thank you. And for the non-Y folk out there, I want to make a distinction. Right, we have a capital campaign going on for the building. Dan mentioned the annual campaign. Earlier on, I mentioned that the Y won't turn down any child for a lack of services.
Yeah.
The annual campaign, that's for that.
That's
for us supporting those kids, those families for lack of services to be able to provide an opportunity for camp, for basketball, et cetera, for them.
Right.
So two separate buckets that go into the same project, and also the space program.
Right.
Also importantly, again, all these complement each other.
And they're all for kids.
Absolutely.
And they're all for kids, and this is for families. So I look forward to getting back on my bike there and going inside and wow. But God bless you. Thank you for everything you guys are doing and to an amazing board and to all those that have done this. I'm so proud of you. Our community is really proud of you. So folks, we'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts. Feel free to send us an email or a text. You have our number, 562-706-4114. This is what Downey's all about. This makes me feel good about Downey. I know how important it is. I've been there before, and it's almost here. It's almost here. So I hope you got a lot out of this show. I hope you understand these two gentlemen are part of a larger group there, but you can see the quality of the individuals, how they put their heart and soul into something that's so important for our community. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.